Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our panelists now has 60 seconds to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Charlie and Amy have 3, and Tom has 2.
Okay, Tom, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Senator Harry Reid said this week that he is leaving the blank ban out of his gun violence bill.
Assault ban.
Assault weapons, right. In his latest health initiative, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is pushing to require stores to conceal blank from view.
Those big soda drinks.
No, that was last week. This is cigarettes. An aviation historian said this week that he has evidence that German immigrant Gustav Whitehead successfully flew 2 years before the blanks did.
The Wright brothers.
Right. After being charged with disorderly conduct in the Racine Public Library, a judge has banned a Wisconsin man from blanking.
The Racine Public Library.
No, he has banned him from all the libraries on the face of the earth.
For 6 months?
No, forever. Rapper Lil Wayne was released from a hospital this week after he OD'd on blank.
Yogurt.
It is called Scissor. I believe it is a codeine cough syrup. In 140 character messages on Thursday, users marked the 7th anniversary of the site blank.
Oh, Twitter.
Right. A traffic wardens who ticketed a parked car in Germany didn't realize that it was actually blank.
A statue of a car.
No, close. It was a full-size snow sculpture of a Volkswagen Beetle. The sculpture was so realistic looking, the police didn't know
statue,
they had...
Statue, sculpture.
Wait, he should get that.
Where's the secret, Judge?
Hang on. We have the most authoritative voice in television right here. Bill, does he get points for saying sculpture when it's a snow sculpture?
Yes.
Yes, says Bill.
Thank you, Bill. You're a friend.
Well, what happened, of course, was that this snow sculpture of a beetle looked so realistic that the police came and gave it a ticket, and then they started scraping away the snow to get to the license plate, and they kept scraping until they were, like, in the driver's seat of the thing. It was just all snow.
I had a car like that.
A police spokesman said, quote, "We can take a joke as well as the next person, but whether it was made of metal or snow, it was still obstructing a road that should have been clear." In other words, they can't take a joke. Bill, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Well, Tom got 4 more points, total of 8, and 10, so he has the lead.
Feeling good.
There you go. All right, we flipped a coin. Charlie's elected to go last. Amy, you're up next. Fill in the blank. More than 200,000 people packed St. Peter's Square on Tuesday to see the inauguration of blank.
The Pope.
Yes, Pope Francis. In a legal opinion announced Thursday, the U.S. Government Accountability Office said that the Postal Service must continue to blank on Saturdays.
Deliver mail.
Yes, the U.N. announced Thursday that will investigate accusations that chemical weapons were used in blank.
Syria.
Right. Closed to the public since Hurricane Sandy, the blank of blank is scheduled to reopen by the 4th of July.
The Statue of Liberty.
Yes. Following British soccer star David Beckham's announcement, he was donating his entire salary to a charity. Swedish soccer star Zlatan announced he was donating his entire salary to blank.
Himself.
Yes, indeed, to Zlatan. A 5-year-old girl who found a fossil on a beach is being credited with discovering a new species of blank.
Dinosaur.
Yes, it's so cute. In simultaneous Facebook status updates, Lindsay Vonn and blank announced that they are dating.
Tiger Woods.
Yes. A bus trip from Atlantic City to New York took a horrifying turn when 15 minutes into the trip, blank came out of the air vents.
Wait a minute. Sewage.
No, thousands of cockroaches.
No! Oh!
Whoa!
One passenger...
It was a Carnival cruise bus.
One passenger described the scene, quote, "There were like 1,000 roaches. People were in the aisles literally brushing roaches off themselves." Greyhound estimates that there were thousands of cockroaches on the bus, which is dozens more than the usual bus ride. Bill, how did Amy do?
Oh, Amy got 7 points for 14 more points, and the total now is 17 with the lead.
There you are. So how many, then, does Charlie need to win this thing?
7 to tie, 8 to win.
And worse, I have to do it in front of legendary broadcaster Bill Curtis.
All right, here we go, Charlie. This is for the game. Okay. On Thursday, the House passed legislation that would keep the government funded through September and avoid a blank.
A government shutdown.
Yes. While in Israel this week, President Obama said that blanks deserve a state of their own.
Palestinians.
Yes. On Thursday, the American Academy of Pediatrics gave its full support to blank, as well as foster care and parenting rights.
Gay marriage.
Yes. During a recent state dinner at the White House, Sir Richard Branson asked President Obama if he blanked.
I don't know, tweeted.
No, he asked President Obama if he had any weed. The president said
That's
no.
That's more than one blank, first of all. I mean,
although tours have been canceled, the White House said they will still host the annual blank on the White House lawn next weekend.
The Easter egg roll.
Yes, indeed. On Wednesday, the New York Times reported that NBC is planning to move The Tonight Show to New York and replace Jay Leno with blank.
Jimmy Fallon.
Right. A pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies was probably surprised to hear this week that he had been traded to the Los Angeles Angels for blank.
This is the oldest baseball joke in the world. A bag of baseballs.
No, he was traded for nothing.
The worse official, than
which is what the bag of baseballs is a metaphor for.
I understand. But they didn't even get a bag of baseballs. The official term for Mike Sisko's trade was no compensation, as in, hey, we'll give you pitcher Mike Sisko for, hey, you know what? We're good. Just... So the Los Angeles Angels got Sisko for free, but they may have started rethinking the deal when once he arrived, thousands of roaches poured out of his vents. Bill, did Charlie do well enough to win?
Oh, heck no.
He did very well. Pretty well. But he couldn't catch Amy. She's the winner this week. Well done, Amy.